turn with me to 2 Timothy, the first chapter. We're going to begin reading at the first verse through 5. It says, from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by God's will, I was sent to proclaim the promised life which we have in union with Christ Jesus. I'm reading from the Good News Translation. And he says to Timothy, my dear son, may God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. Paul says, I give thanks to God, whom I serve with a clear conscience. Make no mistake, Paul knew his assignment, as my ancestors did. He said, I thank him as I remember you always in your prayers, day and night. I remember your tears. I want to see you very much so that I may be filled with joy. Timothy was Paul's protege. He was a spiritual mentor to Timothy. Paul was a spiritual mentor to Timothy. He says, I remember the sincere faith you have, the kind of faith that your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice also had. He says, I am sure that you have that faith also. What does sure mean? He's confident that faith that was in his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, he now carries that same faith. I want to talk to you entitled, I Get It From My Mama. I get it from my mama. I'm sure many of you have heard the saying, girl, you act just like your mama. I have. I'm the spitting image of my mama. And we take it as a compliment, especially when your mother has lived a godly life before you. I can remember there were times, even as a little girl, I would see my mom just going through the house singing spiritual hymns. She always sung. I thought she was talking to herself, but she was praying. And she just walked through the house doing her daily task, but she's singing hymns and she's praying to God. She was setting the atmosphere for God to reside in her house. She was making him welcome in the house. I'm pretty sure you probably have seen me post a video of my mom even singing spiritual hymns to the daycare kids. Sometimes I have to cut it off because it gets good, okay? She got to literally give God praise in the daycare. Got to get them, baby. 50 coming. Realize now that she was just setting the tone, even in my adult life, she was just setting the tone to let God know you were welcome in this house. Going back to the life of Timothy, we realize that Lois and Eunice, like many mothers, understood the importance of building a strong foundation of faith for their family. They didn't just talk the talk, but they walked the walk. This was something that they did day by day. It became a lifestyle. They created a home environment where God's presence was felt. I remember visiting Memphis when I was a little girl, and every year we went for the 4th of July for a family reunion. Now, once the family get all together, because I come from a Christian family, you can hear the adults in the kitchen talking about the Word of God. They would expound on the Word. My mom would have a chance. Everybody was preaching. We was the church. And then at the close of the night, everybody would begin to sing. Somebody would lead a song, and the family was the choir. I would see my grandmother as she clap off beat and tap her feet. I can only imagine imagine she was saying, Lord, I thank you. Because the faith that was passed down from my mother to me, I have now passed this down to my children, and my children have now passed this same faith down to my grandbabies, and it goes on and on for generations to come. Parents, mothers, do not fret, because if the seed was planted, all you gotta do is watch the glory of God and they shall come back. The Bible tells us that if we raise up a child in the way that he should grow, when he is an adult, he will not depart from it. I'm sorry. They were setting the atmosphere. They were intentional about their teachings. They were intentional. They were instilling in him a love at a very young age. Matthew 19:14 tells us, but Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. Parents, do not think that it's too young for your children to know God. Do not think, do not take their small beginnings for granted that they just don't know or they may not internalize. They know more than you think. I have a daycare, and in my daycare, before my children can form a full sentence, they know how to get a baby doll, wrap it up in a sheet, and put a bottle in the mouth. They see. They see what you're doing. Lois and Eunice didn't just teach their words, they also modeled a life of faith and obedience to God. Timothy saw firsthand and the authenticity of their beliefs reflected in their actions. Mothers, our children are watching us very closely. Let us strive to live lives of integrity and faithfulness, consistently demonstrating the morals and the values that we must possess, that we can pass it on to them. Knowing that our actions will speak much louder than words, I'm a firm believer that children don't always do what you say, but they do what they see. Behind Timothy's faith was the fervent prayers of his mother and his grandmother. They lifted him up before the throne of grace, entrusting him into the hands of God. Mothers, we must give our children back to God. We must give our children back to God where they can also seek the guidance of God. Never underestimate your power of prayers for your children. I'm sorry, y'all. Sinuses. Your prayers have the potential to shape their destinies and impact their generations to come. Let us be faithful, interceding for our children, believing that God hears and answers our prayers. I want you mothers to take a few pointers where you can go and continue to be great in the will of God. Make it a habit of prayer in your life daily. Continue to seek God's wisdom and his strength. Your grace as a parent for your children is needed. Parents, continue to show your children grace. We were once children. And the things that we desired, we needed from our parents. Do not think that every question they have or everything they have is something that would upset you. We got to have the hard talks, because if we don't have it, social media has a way of giving it to them. And then when they turn towards the world, we want to know why now you like this. What happened? I brought you to church. You know what? I say all the time, somewhere in my life, I dropped the ball. When it came to my children, I took them to church, but I didn't bring the church to my home. I didn't make sanctuary and I drop the ball, so I give them grace. I don't make it I don't throw it in their face. I go to church while you ain't going. What did you give me? Parents, it's never too late to begin to talk to your children about the things that they need, about God. They need God. I tell my children all the time, it is in God that you move, live, and have your being. You can't do nothing without him. I don't know what else to give you. I can only give you the word, because that's what keeps me. It maintains me. It sustains me. So that's all I can give you. When you can't give your children nothing else, give them the word. Give them the word. Lifeline is a system where a pastor teaches us every 15th of the month. Have family day. Find out what's going on with your children. Talk to them. Have open dialogue. Receive what they have to say. At the end of the day, you still make the decision, but I guarantee you, no one should leave from the table confused. No answer should leave the table unanswered. So we have to make sure, you all, that mothers, we're depositing this. We're constantly giving our children what they need in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your reflection of your faith be action. Model love, kindness, compassion, forgiveness, humility. You got to interact, showing them what it means to live out the teachings of Christ. You can't live a certain type of way. You can't live any way. You can't smoke cigarettes every day and expect them not to pick up the habit. It's a passed down cycle. They do what they see. If these are the things we have, I knew y'all thought I was going to come with self-care. If you, thank you, Sister Betty, for covering that. But we still have a job to do. We can't give up on our kids. God didn't give up on us. We must consistently stay in the face of God, on our knees, interceding on our children's behalf. God bless the children who parents has gone on before them, or who was probably put up for adoption. Those who have a mother and she didn't raise them. God bless you. I don't criticize. We have to sit down and talk to these lost children. They lost for a reason. Do you know there are some children who have never heard of God? There are some adults who've never heard of God. I had a young lady in my daycare, and she asked, "What's Good Friday?" We closed. It's good because we closed. I said, "You don't know what Good Friday is?" She said, "I ain't never heard of it." I say, "You heard about the crucifixion and the resurrection, right?" She said, "Yeah, I know that Christ was on the cross." I said, "Oh, honey, it's so much than just that cross. Because what you have to realize, it wasn't nails that kept him on the cross. It was love. It was love that kept Christ on the cross." And if you listen, we have to share the word of God. I thank God that I get a chance to share the word of God, but I like to do it on a day-to-day basis. I like to do it personal. I like my home daycare. I have very personal relationships with my mothers. I like to encourage them. I like to uplift them. I like to keep them going. I like to let them know that you are not alone. God is with you. Take this scripture, if you don't know what else to do, read it daily. Read it day and night. I guarantee you something will happen. Something will happen if you take on the word of God, instill it, let it marinate. We have to create an atmosphere of faith and spirituality in our home, incorporating prayer, read scriptures, worship, make it a fun time. There are so many journals that these children can have now, and just make it a game. Go through the house and shout out what the daily devotion is, and they can shout it back out to you what their daily devotion is. But we have to make sure that we're getting this word into our children. Recognize that parenting is a journey. It is filled with its ups and downs. It is filled with its failures and its successes. Embrace grace. You embrace grace for yourself and your children, knowing that God's love covers a multitude of sins. My time ran out. You have to surround yourself and your family with a supportive faith community. Lifeline. We have the perfect community. We have small groups that people could get in, and it's not just for the members. We have Crave that your children can get in to be around other children like them. Sometimes we wonder why our children are strange. They don't talk. She go to school. She ain't got no friends. Nobody wants to talk to her. Maybe she in the wrong environment. Maybe you need to get her around some children who understands her. See, sometimes we out of the will of God and the parent don't even notice it. Get them in a community where children will love them and won't bully them for being strange. They're not strange. God is using them. And let me tell you something about that. I realize that most of the time when our children are being bullied and they commit suicide, you got to realize Satan wants them too. Because he realized that there's something attached to their life. And if he can kill them before God get them, he won. He feel like he won. Get your children into an environment where children are learning the word of God. Where their conversations can be love. Their conversations can be about togetherness and not sex and drugs. Get them into the right community. I'm almost finished. We have to create meaningful traditions. Togetherness. Religious holidays and all of that, you all, that is all good, but we need to make sure that we just doing it on GP. Cling to the promises of God, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill his promises to you and your children. Trust in his provision. Trust in his protection. His plan for your family's future. Knowing that he works all things together for the good of them that loves the Lord. And as we celebrate Mother's Day today, ladies, let us be inspired by the faith that Lois and Eunice passed down to Timothy. Timothy became someone great. He loved God. And he did it at a very young age. Paul was actually intrigued by Timothy to see that he was such a young man living for God. He loved it. Paul loved everybody that was for Jesus. And we all know who Paul used to be. He was something else. But when he chose to serve Christ, he did it with all he had. He said in the word, I became a slave to Christ. I'm sold out. I'm all in. Let us teach, model, and pray with faith and dedication, knowing that our influence as mothers extends far beyond our lifetime. And may the legacy of our faith we leave behind be a testimony to God's faithfulness. God have grace on your generations to come. And Godspeed for your lives, mother, according to God's will and his purpose for you. I pray much love. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Go get you something to eat. Take rest. Sit back. I love you all and thank you all for having me.